first light of dawn stretched across the horizon, bathing Collaroy Plateau, a northern suburb of Sydney, in a soft golden glow. A crisp breeze carried the scent of the ocean up from the cliffs, rustling the leaves of towering gum trees that lined the quiet suburban streets. The houses, their windows still dark, stood in neat rows, their driveways empty, save for the occasional parked car. Birds stirred in the treetops, their morning calls breaking the hush that settled over the neighborhood. A lone jogger padded along the footpath, their breaths rhythmic, their mind lost in the familiar routine of their early run. The sound of their sneakers tapping against the pavement was the only disturbance in an otherwise undisturbed street. The jogger spotted a taxi, sitting idle by the roadside. At first, it seemed unremarkable, just another vehicle left overnight. But as the jogger approached, something felt wrong. The car's engine was silent, yet it hadn't been abandoned. A man sat slumped in the front seat, unmoving.
I pulled out my knife from the inside pocket of my nighty jacket and put the point of the knife to the driver's neck and said, "Don't move." Wildly stabbing as I was trying to get in the front on top of him and was stabbing everywhere.
What's his?
Would have been my right hand and. And my knife was very sharp, so I had a steel. I used and always had one sharp. Was my favorite knife.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could get tomorrow and slice it like a razor blade, it was really good.